This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado billionaire Philip Anschutz and his wife are asking the state to refund them additional tax money from 2018. Publicly available court documents don't say how much money the couple is seeking. Their claim relies on a provision in the federal coronavirus relief bill called the CARES Act, which retroactively allowed businesses to offset more of their income over the past couple of years. The state initially denied the claim and disagreed with the couple about whether state law allows such retroactive tax code changes. Wildfire smoke is putting a damper on some Colorado vacations. CPR Sam Brash reports the mountains have seen a week of especially bad air quality.
Steve Harrison watched his daughter play in a creek in Steamboat Springs Tuesday morning. His family drove from Dallas for vacation, but with all the smoke, he said they might cancel a horseback ride and maybe even leave the area early.
We had been coming to Colorado annually, so we were saying maybe we need to think of something else if this is going to be an annual thing.
Officials say rain could help improve mountain air quality today, but conditions could change as local wildfires grow and winds bring smoke from other fires across the west. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
State fees on off-highway vehicle registrations will pay for $5.9 million of trail projects and maintenance across the state. Off-highway vehicles like motorcycles, ATVs, and more have sparked controversy in mountain towns. The 70 trails funded by the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Run Grant Program will all have service areas for off-highway vehicle drivers. Coming up on Fresh Air, how well can a professional athlete perform while being an alcoholic? Former MLB baseball pitcher CeCe Sabathia talks about drinking heavily throughout his 15 seasons and about getting sober. That's on Fresh Air next on CPR News and KRCC.